Radio Iowa. I'm Dar Danielson with a look at some of the top business stories of the year. Newton's largest employer confirmed its 710 employees would be laid off and Windblade production would stop at TPI Composites at the end of the year. TPI's main customer had not ordered any Windblades for the coming year after purchasing one of TPI's rivals. Deere & Company released its end of the fiscal year report showing the company had a record income of almost $6 billion. That's more than twice as much as last year. John Deere executives predict another record year of income. That announcement came just after Deere had reached an agreement to end a strike with union workers. The CEO of the Iowa Restaurant Association says updated information suggests fewer restaurants and bars in the state have closed during the pandemic than was expected. Jessica Dunker says initial estimates indicated about 1,000 restaurants and bars in Iowa that were operating in March of 2020 would close.
We're projecting now that it's probably going to be closer to 700, which is more in the 12% range, and we'll take that.
Dunker says restaurants and bars fared better here than in other states for accommodation reasons, including the state grants along with the federal Paycheck Protection Program grants. And Iowa restaurants and bars were also allowed to reopen for in-person service sooner than in other states. A business in Lake City that is known worldwide for its products burned down. The state fire marshal believes a malfunctioning fan sparked the fire that destroyed the Dobson pipe organ builders. Lake City Fire Chief Lynn Boyd says the fire was burning quickly when they got there. Says there were several factors that contributed to the speed and ferocity of that fire.
There's so much flammable material in there. All this kiln-dried wood and chemicals. And it's an old building.
Spokesperson for Dobson says the entire team was devastated and heartbroken by the fire. Wolf Eye Clinic revealed a ransomware attack and notified approximately 500,000 current and former patients that their personal financial information may have been inappropriately accessed this year as part of a cyber-related incident. The chief financial officer, Luke Bland, says the full impact of the attack was not really known until late May, and the attackers were clearly not amateurs. The board of directors of Winnebago Industries voted to move the company's headquarters from Forest City to Eden Prairie, Minnesota. The executive offices where CEO Michael Happy has been working have been in Minnesota since 2016. Happy says the company is extremely proud of his historical roots in Forest City and will remain strongly rooted in the north central Iowa area with its manufacturing locations. Diamond Vogel Paint broke ground for a new innovation center in Orange City. The 36,000-square-foot facility will house research and development personnel, provide additional office space. Current Diamond Vogel CEO and President Jeff Powell says he sees the company's future and the $15 million investment.
We look at an innovation center, say, boy, that's not cheap. And then we say to ourselves, what's that return on investment going to be? It's hard to put a number on it.
But he says they have to have new products and new technologies to meet customer needs. That's Radio Iowa's Year in Review of Business Stories. I'm Dar Danielson.